I was asking someone, though, I can't remember whether you talk about things on air or off air.
It's all merging.
It just merges, doesn't it? On air and off air merges. My question was, whatever happened to Mark Knopfler? And I can't remember who I said it to, but they said he just made so much money.
Oh, yeah, well, they did have a moment, didn't they?
their explanation, if anyone's got an alternative explanation as to what happened to Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits, because they were massive, and he's not an old man, like he might be.
65?
Yeah, maybe 70 or something like that.
Right.
But he is, you haven't heard from him for a long time, and the person I spoke to did some work with them when they toured in Australia, and he said he just made so much money.
Oh, did you go to Dire Straits when they did that tour? That'd be 85?
I don't think so.
1985, and I'm pretty certain I saw them at the Olympic pool? Would that be right?
Yeah, what was that called? The Entertainment Centre?
Yeah.
What was it called? The Entertainment Centre?
I think you're right. Yeah, so it was a pool.
Sports and Entertainment Centre?
I remember swimming in that pool, that 50 metre there. Did you ever swim in it?
You swam during a Dire Straits concert?
No. So I've had a teenage moment swimming in it and then a sort of late teen moment going to a concert in it, I reckon.
Righto. If anyone's got any theories on, we're doing theories this morning. Righto. Five floating wetlands will be created in the heart of the CBD. As part of a $40 million plan to return the river to a more natural state.
This is all part of the Green Line, of course.
Yep.
So the idea that you'll be able to walk from, what, is it sort of MCG to Balti Bridge and get a lot of green into your life.
Yeah, so that will take you through, initially, through Burrung Ma.
Which, of course, is part of, you could call that the beginning of a Green Line.
Yeah, that's a nice walk from the city down Burrung Ma to the MCG.
And that, would you call that sort of that sandy gravel feel that it's got there? It reminds one of Paris.
Well, I was about to say evoke London, because I remember we were speaking on air once about Melbourne being the sporting capital of the world, and this English bloke rang up and said, no, it's London.
Well, London's not bad.
But, well, you want to walk from London to Brands Hatch?
And then to Wimbledon?
Or Silverstone? You want to land wherever they have the Grand Prix? You want to walk from London to the Grand Prix? You want to walk from London to Wimbledon?
Yeah, or from Wimbledon to Lords, and then from Lords to... I'm with you. I get it.
You'll end up bloody well footsore, whereas in Melbourne... everything that contributes to us being the sporting capital of the world, you can easily walk to.
Indeed. And in fact, you can walk from the MCG. So in the future, thanks to Green Line, you'll be able to go from the MCG to
Marvel
on a Green Line.
Jane, what happened to Mark Knopfler?
He's living, I think, in Liverpool where he grew up. And if you watch a Brian Jones ABC iView special, you'll watch a one-hour interview, and he's just living a great life in his hometown. And he tells you about all the songs he's written, making movies. It's fantastic.
Making movies was the name of an album. Jane, you said Brian Jones, not the Brian Jones who died on July the 3rd, 1969, from the Rolling Stones.
No, maybe I've got the name wrong. The guy from AC/DC.
Oh, Brian Johnson. Apparently
Do they hang out?
No, Brian Johnson has a podcast, I think, and apparently it's really good.
Because
he'd have amazing access. Yeah. Right? He rings up Bruce Springsteen and says, it's Brian Johnson from AC/DC, going to have a talk with you. He's not going to get a no, is he?
No, Mark Knopfler, what have you been doing the last 20 years, Mark? Apparently it was called The Glass House. So Luke from Live Nation sent me a text. Glass House was the venue, the name of the venue.
Ah, there you go. Quite right. Jane, thank you very much. Linda, g'day.
Hi there. Mark Knopfler's done a lot of work with Emmylou Harris, and he seems to have switched over to country.
Yeah, he's popped up. I'm going to struggle to remember the name of the blasted bloke, but I'll find it. I've got some one particular bloke who's a country artist who I think subsequently has died. I only knew that Mark Knopfler produced his album when the bloke's singing a song, and just in the background you hear a little flutter of guitar, and you go, that's Mark Knopfler.
Right.
It's got to be Mark Knopfler.
So distinctive.
Yeah, I'll look up the bloke's name. Other stories around this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I read this story. Flexibility is worth more to Uber drivers than a pay rise.
Yeah, I get that.
Right. So I looked at that, and it says according to research. So I thought that's interesting. Someone has found out that Uber drivers don't want more money.
Oh, no.
They just want flexibility.
Yeah.
So I said to Scorch, who conducted that research? You know what the answer is? Uber.
Okay.
Uber has conducted their own research and found out their drivers don't want to be paid more.
And it does, of course, depend on how you ask the question.
Yeah.
Would you rather, if it's an either-or decision, a pay rise or flexibility?
I thought Uber was defined by its flexibility. That is, you turned on your phone and you worked during hours where you want to work.
That's right. And presumably that's sort of part of the joy of being Uber driver or a Deliveroo driver, in fact. And in fact, I think a lot of people are drivers for a number of different apps. So you might be both an Uber and a Deliveroo driver.
I'm also interested where Uber asks you when you use their services on Uber Eats, whether you would like to tip the delivery driver. Mm. And I think to myself, no, I think out of the 35% you charge the restaurant owner, you can tip your employee.
Fair enough.
Not me.
No, that's right. But this is all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is about, let's call it the bureaucracy trying to sort of wrestle down the new economy and sort of make it in the same shape as the old economy.
Probably.
Mm.
And Victorian projects may experience even bigger blowouts as shortages loom in sand and rock.
Oh, more shortages.
Well, it's all about shortages, isn't it, at the moment? And as you alluded to earlier, Melburnians have been told to get over wearing black.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I
like the fact that we wear black.
Yeah, but I don't. Do you wear black?
I like wearing, not black. Black. Nothing beyond a black T-shirt, no. Like, I don't wear I'm not a huge fan of the black shirt with the black suit look.
My favourite black look ever. And on our very last program, I'll tell the story in an unexpurgated fashion, right? Because we've lined up all the things.
When is that happening? Our very last.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what: we've got a few things lined up, haven't we, Scorch, for the last program that goes to air. I was walking up Bourke Street, and I look up, and walking towards me is this really, really thin young kid in his early 20s, right? And he's walking along, and he's got the emo haircut, so he's got the black hair down over one eye.
He's not happy.
No, he's just... That's another good joke. He's not happy. I'm not happy. And he's walking down. He's walking to. He's got black pants, black shoes, and a black T-shirt and black hair down over his eyes. And I look up. He's got a T-shirt, and on his T-shirt is written, "What the flip are you looking at?" I wanted to hug him.
Yeah, that's...
I wanted to say, mate, that is fantastic. Speaking of T-shirts with writing on them, young Lee from our production department wears T-shirts with writing all the time, and today he's wearing my favourite from a bloke who works in tech, right, in production. His T-shirt says, "Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?"
Oh, hang on.
It is 6:15.